entrepreneurs will not grow into pain if there's chaos in your calendar, right? So everybody's pain threshold's a little different. Some people don't hit their pain threshold till they've had $5 million in business. Some people hit their pain threshold when they've done $30,000 in business.
You're going to hit the pain line. And the pain line means that, and what I've discovered is entrepreneurs will not grow into pain. Okay. So if there's an opportunity to 10X your business, but it's going to create chaos in your calendar, you just will drag your feet. You won't even say no. You'll literally sabotage yourself, or you'll stall. I don't want to grow anymore. Or you'll decide to sell because this isn't producing what I thought it would.
All right. So this coach's commentary is a video with Dan Martell. This is a phenomenal clip. And I've known Dan since probably 2014. He used to do a lot of events, this event called Mastermind Talks. And he was at that, became friends. I got an early copy of his Buy Back Your Time book. Great book. And I love tearing these little nuggets out because, you know, entrepreneurs will not grow into pain if there's chaos in your calendar, right? So everybody's pain threshold's a little different. Some people don't hit their pain threshold till they've had $5 million in business. Some people hit their pain threshold when they've done $30,000 in business. There's a lot of different reasons why people hit a different pain threshold and where that is before all of a sudden, oh my gosh, right? And so I've been talking about this in the form of stove moments in a lot of prior content. So stove moments is, you know, you touch the stove and you don't want to do it again. So what happens is that if 500,000 is your pain line, and from zero to 500,000 was really, really, really painful. If you think, and this is a lot going on subconsciously, I call it subconscious sabotage. If your brain believes and thinks that going from 500,000 to a million is going to be equally painful, and your pain threshold is where you already are, you're going to have a really difficult time doing what's necessary to get to a million. And then you'll start saying all these things and sabotaging it and finding reasons why, oh, you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that to kind of maintain where you're at. And so I find that this is one of the greatest reasons why people aren't taking action, because there's things going on in their subconscious mind. For example, I had a guy in a coaching program where he paid $10,000. I mean, he's got 5 group coaching calls, one-on-one coaching call every month, 200 hours of training videos, Facebook group, everything that you could need. I was one of the mindset coaches in the thing. So I knew that when people were on that call with me, that 99% of the time, they were not lacking information on how to do something. But people would come to me and go, I don't know how to get more clients, right? And my thing would be, okay, tell me about your situation. And this particular person tells me I has 2 clients, $2,500 a month, and he wants to make more money, wants to get more clients. And I said, well, how'd you get those 2 clients? Well, he tells me how he got those 2 clients. Okay, well, it doesn't quite sound like you don't know how to do it then. You could probably do more of that. And I said, okay, well, let me ask you another question. If I could give you 2 more clients identical to the 2 clients that you already have, and now you're at $10,000 a month, you've got 4 clients instead of 2 clients, but all the kind of work and all the effort and everything you're doing is similar. How would that make you feel? And I do this kind of thing with a lot of people, and I get a lot of different answers. I could go on story upon story upon story about how that kind of question could be asked of somebody. And there could be people go, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. And just that answer. So, right, I don't know how to get clients. I got 2 clients at $2,500 a month. Hey, how'd you get those clients? Da, da, da. All right, I give you 2 more clients identical to those 2 clients. Now you're making $10,000 a month. How'd that make you feel? There'll be people who go, that'd be amazing. There'll be people who go, that's not amazing. There'll be people who say this and that, all sorts of variations. But here's the thing. If you're not given, that would be awesome, and some little subtle variation of that, then that, I don't know how, is probably not the issue. So when he hem-hawed and da-da-da-da-da-da and this and that and da-da-da and I like them and they are pain and all that started to happen, what I realized is then what's happening is the subconscious sabotage. Your brain only knows how to go, I don't know how to do something. The thing is, if we get clear on what the underlying root cause is, then we can solve the right problem. Because if you keep asking people, how do I get more clients? They're going to go, it's in the training. Here's how to do it. They're going to give those answers. And then you're still not going to take action to do it, because the problem isn't how to take the action. It's that when you take the action, it equals pain. This good old brain noggin of yours is here to design to help to keep you safe. So the more things you have that you touch that hurt, then when you go to do it again, your brain's going to say, don't do that. And you have to train your brain. You want to train your brain. Don't have your brain train you, right? You want to control your mind. You don't want your mind to control you. And so what I find is that when people don't know that, they ask the wrong questions and then they get help in the wrong areas. So when I find out that it's really, he doesn't know how to get the right clients. He doesn't know how to get clients that he likes. He doesn't know how to get work that he likes. Then we can solve for that, because now you can shift some of the approaches and some of the things, so your brain can start to go, oh, I can take action and I can essentially take different actions, say different things and get different results. So I know how to do a lot of it. I know where they're at, but there's different things. I got to set up different boundaries, different expectations. So that's what happens. But a lot of people, we don't know that those are blind spots, because if we did, then we would not have them be called blind spots, right? And that's what I help people do, and it's what I want to help you become aware of as you're running into things and you're solving problems, but it's not solving the root problem. So when you're on coaching calls, when you're on things, and people are trying to force you to do things, and it doesn't feel safe, and it doesn't feel good, and you don't like it, and you're scared, and all those things are coming on, you make it about, I don't know what to do. No, it's like, there's some inner work we got to do so that you can do and do it again and again and again. Because anybody can get somebody to do something once, maybe even twice. But if you feel like crap doing it, you won't keep doing it. You'll stop doing it. And so I help people not stop doing it. Because when we get to the root cause, when we find out what the leak is, right, then we can fix the leak versus fixing the surface level thing. I have this example, and I call fix the leak. Right? So you've got a leak. If there was a leak right now, it was dripping. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's getting all over the place. Right? So now what's happening? Drip, drip, drip. It's starting to flood the basement. I'm like, I'll put a bucket down. Because here's the thing. Either you know how to fix the leak or you don't know how to fix the leak. If you don't know how to fix the leak, you can either learn how to fix the leak or you can pay somebody to fix the leak. So if you don't want to learn how to do it and you don't have the money to fix it, you're like, well, I'll just put this down right now. Right? If you know how to do it, you might be like, I don't have time to do it or I don't want to do it. But the bottom line is, do you know where it's coming from? Because the problem is a lot of people just put that good old bucket down and the bucket fills up. What I say is when it gets to the top, all it takes is one drip and it's overflowing. All it takes. This happens in relationships. You see somebody like, why are they fighting? I don't even know what happened there. Yeah, because they've gotten to the top and the bucket, every drip makes it overflow. So one quick thing triggers you and sets you off and makes you upset. So when you dump the water out, though, that's changing careers. That's changing businesses. That's getting divorced. That's moving states. That's all whatever things you can think of where you change something. And you think it's the career I'm in. It's the person I'm with. It's where I live. These are the problems. But you carry your little self everywhere you go. So you could get married and be married for 10 years in Florida and then get divorced and move to California and be married to this new person over there for 10 years and then go to London and then go to New York and then go to Canada. And all these places, you're married to somebody for 3, 5, or 10 years. And you're like, men, women, oh my gosh. And you say these things. It's like, yeah, but you weren't even in the same state or zip code. You were in different states or countries. And yet you still had the same problem and you're still blaming everyone but you. And so what I found is when we find that we're doing this, we got to go, well, what is going on that causes this thing to continue to happen? Because if you don't fix that, then that bucket just gets dumped and it fills up. Sometimes it fills up faster, sometimes it fills up slower, but nonetheless, it fills up. And then we're hoodwinked when we wonder why it gets filled to the top again, because we never fix the leak. And so I'm all about getting to the bottom of things. So we're fixing the right thing, not the wrong thing. And so if you can become aware that maybe if you're continuing to run into the same thing, maybe the thing you're trying to solve for isn't the thing that actually needs to be solved. I do my best on here to help people without me needing to help them personally, because I know that I can't help everybody personally. You know, you can reach out. I've got different offerings and things available, but my goal is to help you become the mechanic of your mind. At least have awareness that these things could be happening so that you can solve for the right problem for you, not the wrong one. Because you ask the right questions, you get the right answers. You ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers. Better to ask than not ask at all. But we've got to think what's really happening here. So that's it for now. If you've got questions and you've got thoughts and you want to ask me something, leave a comment below. I love having these little snippets, getting people to think differently. Because it's really in our thinking that either creates positive or negative outcomes in our life. Because two people can have the same thing happen. And it's what they think about that, how they react to that, that creates very different experiences in their life. So what is your thinking doing to your life? So rock and roll, Michael Gebbin, Mind Mechanic, tuning up your heart, your mind, one at a time. So your dreams do not die in your heart, your head, or your hard drive, helping you become the mechanic of your mind. So leave a comment wherever you're at. Let me know. And we'll go from there. Rock and roll.